Right. Hey, folks. I was asked to actually start at 35 because that's when the slot starts, but I don't want to keep you waiting, so we decided maybe I'll cut off and edit the video later. Mine is actually a very short lightning talk today. Luca was on stage earlier talking about PacketFest in Zurich. I don't want to make too much advertisement for it, but you should come there if you like this type of thing. There will be a longer session talking about S-Flow and vector packet processing there too. In case you noticed, there's four talks back to back on VPP today. I'm talk number three of four. After me are two gentlemen who also have excellent stuff to share. So I'm going to keep the boilerplate VPP stuff to a minimum today. My name is Pim. I work at a small company called IPNG Networks. I've been in the RIPE community for a while. And IPNG started in the pandemic because I was kind of bored. And we work on DPDK and VPP applications. We run a ring in Europe that is the number three, I think, best connected ISP in Switzerland, which I thought was always kind of funny because it's kind of a basement ISP. I wanted to talk about S-Flow today. It's a method for collecting traffic in switched and routed networks. It uses statistical sampling, not flow probing, for the entire flow. Originally, RFC 3170 has been superseded, now currently a version 5 on the sflow.org website. What it kind of does is it uses data plane, typically ASICs, right, to copy forward one in n packets, where n is a large number, like 1,000 or 10,000 or 1,000,000. And it copies the first couple of bytes from those packets into a little buffer, adds things like ingress and egress interfaces, MAC addresses, sampling parameters, all that type of stuff. And if you want, also extra metadata like which AS path, which AS number, what types of things do we know about this packet as we see it in transit sampling it. It also periodically reads interface counters like how many multicast and unicast packets did we see, how many discards did we see, and so on. And then it stuffs these all together sort of in datagrams, mostly UDP datagrams, and forwards these batches of samples plus the stats, like the counters, into a central place called a collector. And because a lot of this heavy lifting is done by the ASIC to do the copying and so on, it's easy to get tens of thousands, really, of these agents in the field, like switches and routers, to talk to one or two central collectors, right, that can then get a holistic view of where the network is at. So VPP, like we know, we talked about it a little bit, it's an open source.